In the Northern Territory, veteran Labor MP Warren Snowden's retirement means the electorate of Lingiari is a key seat to watch during the election. Lingiari is one of Australia's largest seats and includes all of the Territory's remote Aboriginal communities. But 30% of the Territory's First Nations people who are eligible to vote aren't enrolled. Carly Williams reports from Alice Springs.
It's a busy morning at Purple House, an Indigenous-owned and run dialysis clinic in Alice Springs. Patient and Purple House chairperson Irene Nangala is chatting in Pintupi about the upcoming federal election.
We need that road to be done really nice so people can go back to home and stay to dialysis in community is more better for them.
Irene Nangala's community of Kintore is a 10-hour drive west of Alice Springs, so better roads and more renal care in remote areas are her priorities. As she talks, she's holding a Marion Scrimgeour pamphlet, the Labor candidate for the Northern Territory seat of Lingiari.
I might vote for this one. I know she's an Aboriginal woman. If we vote for her, she have to start talking and fixing the road for us.
In town, Wapri man Marshall Paulson believes the police shooting of Kumanjai Walker will be top of mind when First Nations people head to the voting polls.
Racism. Racism are no good. How come that police in uniform shot that young fella, 19 years of age, and Walker, and now, last 4 weeks, he had a court in Darwin, he walked out. Nobody never speak about that now.
The electorate of Lingiari covers the whole of the Northern Territory, except Darwin and Palmerston, so it includes all of the Territory's remote Aboriginal communities. However, the Australian Electoral Commission estimates more than 30% of the Territory's First Nations people who are eligible to vote are not enrolled. Dialysis patient Vanessa is one of them.
I was too busy on renal, actually. Mm. Yeah, didn't really had time, and so I just forgot about it and wasn't interested in it.
Has any government officials or anyone sort of encouraged you to vote before?
Yeah, a couple of them, but I don't think I remember doing anything about it.
Yeah.
Widjibal Wyabal woman Larissa Baldwin is the First Nations Justice Campaigns Director at the left-leaning activist group Get Up.
From what we know on the population numbers, there are about 16,000 people that are missing from the rolls, but we also know that data from a government level is actually really bad. So the census data is not wrong. If you talk to any of the bigger Aboriginal corporations about the kind of population counts that they have in communities, it's different from the census data, and it's different from what they have in the ABS and what was from the electoral roll. And so it is really hard to know, but we know that there is less than 40% of the population here that could vote, and that's significant.
Enrolled to vote or not, Alice Springs resident William Armstrong says many Aboriginal people in the NT have simply lost faith in Australia's political system.
People are seeing that there is nothing in it, in politics, in our own country, for Aboriginal people. So why vote for somebody else who are totally ignoring us?
And you'll be voting next month, you're enrolled to vote?
I'm enrolled to vote, but you give me a very good reason why I should vote.
Alice Springs resident William Armstrong speaking with reporter Carly Williams.